hope that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones,
let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I always read these stories about nightmares. And again, I've had doctors tell me, and I've been diagnosed with having PTSD because I've been jumped a few times. I've been jumped, attacked, had my house broken into, lots of stuff like that, death threats. That being said, I have this story. Scientists believe that they have identified the part of the brain that causes bad dreams, which could possibly lead to a way to prevent them. They reveal higher activity in the left-hand side of the brain is the reason we have bad dreams. Researchers took brain scans of participants who also described their dreams. Bad or angry dreams were found associated with an imbalance in front brain activity. Remember that movie we watched where the guy climbed the rocks?
Mm-hmm. Free Solo.
And they looked at his brain and they found stuff in his brain. How am I going to say what it is? Because you should watch that documentary. How much does it cost to get my brain looked at? Because that's what I think about. Like, how can I get somebody to look at my brain? When I was having those seizures, they did a brain thing on me, but it was just for that. But they say they're trying to figure out how to work with PTSD people. A couple things have been suggested to me. One, there's like low dosing LSD.
That's legal?
Yeah. It's like a thing. I mean, I'm not there in my life.
It's cool, man.
It's not even that. Look it up.
Is that like acid? I don't know.
Low dose. Yeah.
Listen, we're so non-drug culture.
No, I know.
Like, I've never smoked a cigarette, much less smoked weed. So, wait, what is it? Do you see what that's called?
Yeah.
And doctors will administer it. What's that say?
LSD microdosing.
Will make people feel sharper.
And it's part of fighting PTSD. They've done it with some people that come back from war, and it actually helps them. My PTSD is so bad sometimes, and I even hate saying it because I didn't go fight for our country. I just got beat up.
Well, everybody has a different level. Did you see Ariana Grande share her brain scan? Because she had that
Manchester
concert, and the bomb went off, and like 22 of her fans died. I mean, it was really, but her brain has been scanned since then, and it shows where the PTSD is. So, I mean,
that's all I need to do.
You don't have to have gone to war.
I remember the first time I had a gun held in my head and I got whooped with a gun, like pistol whipped. I didn't even feel it.
Yeah.
I was like, huh, how about that? I just got hit with a gun. But then I got, you know, I jumped to work. Anyway, bunch of crap. But I struggle, and that's why I almost ordered wine the other night. I told you I've never had drank alcohol because everybody's died from it, my family. But I was like, man, I need something to like take some sort of edge off of me.
Right.
Because I go to bed and I'm just like, ugh! I mean, I walk around like that, just as tense as can be. I don't know, man. I gotta get my brain looked at or something. I feel good.
Maybe someone would take you on as like an experiment.
Yeah, but then I wake up and I'm speaking French. And
LSD program.
I'm like, I'm not. The microdosing is something I've read about them doing with vets and stuff, or people who have had some serious issues with PTSD. But yeah, anyway, I wish I could figure out what's on my brain because it's terrible. Because then I get sick because I'm not sleeping. Like, I wake up and I go, am I dreaming? Is somebody breaking into my house? Am I about to get murdered? And I have to go walk around and touch things in my house and take my hand and touch the counter and touch the couch. I know I'm nutty, but maybe I just need somebody in the bed with me.
Well, I mean, that's your...
No, I'm not calling out.
Call. Oh, I don't say you're doing.
No, it's not a call. Doing a mating call.
Calling over.
It's the nerdy mating call.
You might need to find a new mating call.
You know, that's a good nerdy white male mating call. Let's go stand on the street.
Here they go.
Anyway, okay, I'm done.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was reading this story about wedding photographers. Because those are oddly expensive, right?
Yeah. Things like that you don't think would be that much would be like flowers, cake, photographer. That like eats up your entire budget.
Wedding photographers reveal the red flags they see at ceremonies that signal a doomed marriage. Because they go to a lot of weddings.
Yeah.
And they're like, these are the things that if we see it, we go, oh, this marriage probably not going to last.
Uh-oh. Okay.
You ready?
Like, yeah.
Well, like, whether there was proper cake etiquette. Meaning, sometimes one of them, usually the groom, will force cake all over the other's face and embarrass them and upset them. I've seen it happen a handful of times, and they talked to a bunch of photographers, and most of them said that's a signal that the relationship isn't going to last a long time. They take the cake and slam it in their face.
I'm screwed.
Did you do that?
Yeah. Shut it right in my wife's face, and she did not want it. She wanted a classy here in your mouth, but I've told you for years, if you don't shove the cake, you're a sissy, and you set a bad precedent for the relationship, the marriage, so you got to shove. And my grandma even told me, I know you're not going to disappoint me, and you're going to shove that cake. And I shoved that cake.
Was she mad at you?
Oh, she was not happy. Not happy.
For how long?
Ah, about 30 seconds. I was like, it's your wedding. Get over it. Let's go. Let's go have a good time.
You've always been a romantic. I like that.
So sweet.
So sweet.
I probably gave her a little tongue, too.
What? With the cake?
Like, to get over it. Like, get over it.
Oh, that's how you get. That's how you help her get over things? Yeah. She's really mad that you just I can tell you, if I'm really mad, that's not going to work.
Yeah, probably make it worse. Number two, these photographers are saying, if these happen during the wedding, bad news, because they see a lot of doomed marriages. It's having an outdoor wedding.
Oh,
why is that?
Yeah, why? I don't
well, know. One of the photographers said that if it happens at a park, even specific parks they go to where people are doomed, because sometimes they get that park the last minute. Like some of these outdoor places, you can get a lot easier than you can some of the indoor places. And they go, well, it just shows, too, they probably weren't working that hard to get that venue.
Oh, it's just like, we got to just take what we can get. We're throwing this together.
Other professionals chimed in and say they distrusted any sort of outside venue.
Oh, anybody get married outdoors here?
Mm-mm.
No, but...
You're all set. Yeah, you're okay, all safe.
Hey.
Congratulations.
All right, I wanted an outdoor wedding.
Yeah?
I did.
And?
Wife vetoed it. She picked a church.
Finally, if you have a bad fight on the day of the wedding... They say weddings are notoriously stressful for the bride and groom. Having a terrible fight tends to be a bad omen on the day. Sometimes they have to Photoshop a smile onto people, they say, because they'll be fighting so bad and they do their picture. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't that hilarious?
Photoshop a smile? I don't even know they could do that.
They can do anything.
Yeah.
They can do anything. Well, those are the three there. And so if you're 3 for 3, our sympathies. That stinks. Well... There you have it. Bobby Bones. Delana, how are you?
Good, how are you?
There she is. What's going on with you? What do you want to say?
I was calling in because my husband and I last night went to Lowe's to get some paint to paint our baby nursery. And we thought that our gift card had $40 left on it. And we had $83 in our ending total. And the lady ran the gift card, and it came back, and the receipt printed out, and she threw out the gift card. And I was like, wait a second, was there money left? And when my husband and I looked at our ending gift card balance, there was $425 on this gift card.
Wow.
We have no idea where it came from, but my husband was like, we should be like Lunchbox and go back in and spend all the money before it disappears or they find out what happened.
what did you do?
We called my dad to see if he was playing a nice, funny prank on me. He wasn't. And we've just kind of been processing it. And
you still have the card? Oh. You still have the card?
We still have it, yeah.
Oh, go spend it. What are you waiting on? You are right. You should have spent it last night.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I don't know what I would spend $425 on at Lowe's right now.
It doesn't matter. Buy it, and then you can take it back, and they'll give you... And then it's a legit gift card once you take it back.
Wait, how do you know it's not legit already? Like, how did you get the gift card to begin with, Delana?
So we bought new appliances for our kitchen and got the gift card as a rebate.
Okay.
And so the gift card was only supposed to be $150.
But instead it's...
We have $425.
So it was like 800. It was really $500 is what happened. They got a $500 rebate on accident when it was supposed to be $150. Guess what? That is the world telling you you've been good people and you deserve it. Go spend it. Buy whatever. Buy a ladder. Buy a wheelbarrow. I don't care. Buy plants for your garden. Buy cement. It doesn't matter. Just spend it.
Yeah.
We're trying to decide what to do.
Buy an extra fridge.
Okay, so this is what I would do.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
You take the card back to Lowe's.
Do not be honest about it. If that's what you're about to say, stop yourself.
Lowe's is still, they're a big business.
Let me speak on this. You take the card back and you say, hey, would you mind checking to see how much is on this card? And then you have them check, and if there's still $400 on it,
you say, that's what I thought. Perfect. Thank you.
You say, cool.
Well, so we called and checked the balance online last night, and all of it's coming back saying it has $425.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, can I get
I'll buy it for $150.
No, stop it. Now, Delana, it comes to this, because are you going to feel guilty about it if you spend it and you buy something and you never really, that wasn't your money? Will there be guilt or no?
I don't think so.
Yeah, see?
Then let me recommend a solution, because it seems like you're just going to go spend, and I don't know that I wouldn't. I'm not going to act like Mr. All Right all the time, Mr. Noob Do-Gooder. But what I would do is, let's say you have $400 left, okay?
Yeah, buy a new water hose.
No, wait.
Oh.
Why don't you go and spend half of it and take half of it and spend it on something like an organization in your neighborhood or in your town that could actually use it, and then spend the other $200 on yourself? Like, if, instead of just spending it all on yourself, go. There's got to be like an animal shelter, or there's got, you can buy, well, that's not winter anymore.
We could buy something food and donate it.
Yeah. Why don't you split that in half? That way it's only half the guilt, but somebody's getting something good.
Ooh,
out
they
of
could
it.
Build, like, buy a bunch of hammers for Habitat for Humanity.
There you go.
There you go. Wow. And then buy yourself something cool, like a riding lawnmower.
That's a more than that.
That's expensive.
I sound like I sound like an Italian guy. That's a more than that. Hey, so that's what Delana, that would be Judge Common Sense. You have an extra gift card. I'm not
although,
saying you should
Bobby,
give it back.
You're like, yes, that's Judge Common Sense coming through. I feel like you would be like, ooh, somebody gave me this.
It would weigh too much on me.
Am I supposed to have this? And who knows? The person working at Lowe's might be like, I don't know how to refund you that money. It's yours. Just take it. And then the guilt is gone.
Don't take that chance.
But if you look at it, it's like say it was a mom and pop shop, something like that. I mean, just because Lowe's is big, I think people feel maybe better about
should
it.
Should morality be different because the business is more successful?
I think sometimes in our head we do justify it, because if it was a mom and pop, they may be depending on that $400 or $500, so you may feel like, ooh, I should
okay.
probably
let me wrap this up on wrap it all up here with a little bow.
Okay,
here's the bow. Go back, say, hey, how much is on this card? They're gonna say $400.
Huh.
They're gonna say to them, I think that there was a mess up in my rebate.
No.
And they're gonna go, well, it is what it is, right? And then if it is, spend half of it on something good and half of it on yourself. That's what I would say, Delana. Will you please update me as to what you guys do?
Yes, I will.
Okay, that's what I would say. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your story with us. Hope you have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. There you go.
I'm team husband all the way on that one.
I like how now it's like, we should be like lunchbox and steal.
That's the thing.
Like, whoa, steal! No.
Stealing and lunchbox are synonymous with each other. All right, here's a mom tip for you from Amy. What do you have?
Okay, if you're trying to get your kids to eat something healthy, stop calling it healthy. Like, don't refer to it as healthy, because then they think, oh, it's probably not going to be good because broccoli's healthy and that doesn't taste good. So just say, oh, this is so yummy. So start using the word yummy and awesome and eliminate healthy. It's supposed to, like, trick them. I don't know. They did a test on a bunch of preschoolers and it worked.
Well, I guess if you're feeding them healthy things and they don't like it, they would assume healthy with anything they don't like.
Right.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
We would all do, even as adults. Mm. You could probably do that to your husbands out there, too. I mean, really.
Oh, good point. I could.
Yeah, I mean, preschoolers,
I'd be
husbands,
like,
same thing.
This is yummy.
Like, just like, oh, I'm so tastes so good, even though it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the tip.
That is the tip. And I'm going to start, like, with my son, if I say healthy, he's not that turned on, but turned on to eat it. But if I say this will make your muscles strong, I know that works for him because he wants to grow muscles. So that's what I use for him. But for my daughter, I'm going to start saying yummy.
I was looking at your Insta story and I saw him standing on the wall getting taller.
He is.
Has he grown?
He really has grown. And sometimes I look at him because, you know, when you see him all the time, you don't really see the growth. But then I look back at pictures and then I'm like, okay, wow, he really has grown, which is exciting.
Well, all right, so tell your husband it's healthy, and also you can tell your kids in that, too.
Yep.
And that's how to get it. No, not healthy. Don't
no,
tell
yummy.
It's healthy. It's yummy.
It's yummy.
Yeah.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Lovington, New Mexico. A 26-year-old man wanted to be a good boyfriend. He wanted to get his girlfriend off a day of work. He's like, what can I do? I know what I do. Calls the Dollar General, says, oh, yeah, there's a bomb in the store.
Wow, he loves her.
And so she got the day off, but the police went through the phone records, traced it back to him.
Now, if you're her, the question is, are you mad at him, or do you appreciate the effort? Because they always say, guys should be bold. I guess no bolder than a bomb threat.
Yeah.
I mean, dumb too. But are you mad?
I mean, I'm not attracted to that. I'm mad, probably.
Okay,
I'm
well, there
but
we have it.
He did it because he wanted to see her and spend time with her.
Romance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Romance.
Yeah, no.
But no, you're not into it?
Not into it.
All right, well, there you go. And he's in jail?
Oh, yeah, he got arrested.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to this teenager named Cole. He was born with cystic fibrosis, so he's been in and out of the hospital. And most recently, he had to go in for some treatment that kept him there for a while. And on his last day, he wanted to do something special to thank the nurses and staff for taking good care of him. And that's when the idea for a pizza party popped in his head. But I mean, he's a kid. He's in the hospital. He didn't have money for that. So he got some paint and wrote a message on the upper floor window of the hospital that said, all caps, send pizza to 8 South Room 14. And it worked. Like 18 pizzas showed up, sent by strangers who saw his sign, and he was able to throw a pizza party for the staff.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool.
I know.
Shout out to those people who did that too. That's so cool. Such a good idea. Well, how old was the kid? Did it say
he's
in the
18.
He's 18?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a smart idea. He's an adult. That's good though. Good story.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Kayla in Tennessee is on the phone right now. Hey, Kayla.
Hey, good morning.
What's happening?
Hey, well, I'm a first time caller, and I just wanted to say how my sister introduced us to your show, my mom and I, and I started listening to you when you were on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, thanks.
Because I thought it was funny that she was watching Dancing with the Stars because we've never, like, listened to it. We've never done that as a family before. And so now my mom, sister, and I, we all drive to work. My sister and I have about a 45-minute commute, and my mom's only like 10 minutes away. But we'll all listen to your podcast and then kind of talk about it like as a family later on in the day.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks a lot. Well, tell them I said hello, and they'll be able to hear this on the radio, too. Hey, appreciate that call. Thank you, Kayla. Let's go over to Amy now and get the morning corny in.
The morning corny.
How does a squid go into battle?
How does a squid go into battle?
Well armed.
Ah, there he is. Well armed. Get it? Because squid has lots of arms?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. All right, thank you.
That was the morning corny.
Bobby Bone, come on.
You can always send us email. Amy, let's open the mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
What's the question?
Hey, Amy, I was hoping you could pass a question along to Bobby in the show. I'm currently dating, and I have noticed so many guys' go-to line is, let's grab a drink when planning a first date. As someone who doesn't drink very much, it's tricky to navigate. I know Bobby doesn't drink at all, so what does he do when the go-to first date suggestion is to grab a drink? Thanks, Samantha.
I'll say first that I think let's grab a drink is the standard. Hey, not too much pressure. You don't have to invest too much in the night. It's an easy get-to-know-you line. I don't think that's a weak way out. Actually, I think that's kind of a, hey, I'm going to respect you and say, hey, let's just have a drink because you can get out of this pretty easily. Okay. That makes sense? Morgan, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, I think that's true. And I think an easy way to kind of flip that is instead be like, sorry, I can't do it at night, but I can meet you for coffee.
Oh, you mean if there's a drinking part?
Yeah, if you're wanting to not do drinks, it's an easy switch over to still do drinks, but during the day.
So for me, it was more about the question at first, like, let's do drinks. Like, to me, I don't think that's a cop-out at all. I know that's a standard line. That's not a cop-out at all. But also, for me, I don't drink, and if someone says that to me, I can't do coffee a lot of times. So I'll just go, and I get there early, and I get a fake drink, because I don't mind telling people I don't drink. But then they're like, why don't you drink? And I'm like, well, everybody died from drinking and drugs. Mm. And I don't want to do that.
Wah-wah.
I know. That's just not for me. And if you go, hey, I don't drink, they start to act differently around you. And they go, well, I'm not going to drink then either. No, that's not the point of it. The point of it is, let's just have a good time and talk. Most people can have a drink, and that's kind of the lubrication to make the talking easier. What I do, I get there way early, get a fake drink, tell the bartender, hey, keep them coming. Don't mention that it's not a drink. Sometimes they'll go, hey, what are you drinking? And I say something like, oh, I'm just taking it easy tonight. I told the bartender to keep it light. You know, you just say things. And then you can say it if you feel comfortable. But I always find if I do say I don't drink that it turns into more of a, oh, it turns into about me. I don't want that.
Yeah.
So the question is, how do I do it? I get there early. I order. I have a deal with the bartender. I say, hey, I'll tip you good on the backside. And then they just keep them coming. Sometimes the person will go, let me taste your drink. I let them taste it. I'm like, sometimes I go, it's a little strong. And they'll drink it and go, it is strong. You just tell people things and their mind automatically feels that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not the guy being cheap a little bit, saying, I don't really want to pay for all the dinner. Let's just get a drink. It'll be a lot cheaper for me.
I don't feel that way, but I'm the guy. Morgan number two?
I do almost prefer the drinks because I almost don't want them to buy me dinner. Because if I don't like them later, I do kind of feel bad that they bought me dinner and I'm like, I don't really want to go out with you again.
Yeah.
I feel like dinner, you're just stuck for a long time.
Yeah.
Because you have to sit and talk pre.
Do people ever say you want to meet for an appetizer anymore?
Little fried pickles,
no,
mozzarella sticks.
But, Amy, you can do, go to a tapas place.
Yeah.
That's just basically appetizers.
Tapas.
Okay. Tapas. Sorry. Okay, yes. Tapas.
Sorry, Eddie.
Yeah, you could do tapas. I guess if the drink goes well, you could order a tapa.
There you go. You mm-hmm. could. And did we answer her question in the mailbag?
We did.
And that was Bobby's Mailbag.
The Bobby Bones Show. It's now time to play the 1 second of song game. Raymundo tells me this is a very popular segment. It's been requested a bunch, right?
Callers and everything.
He sits in the glass room. He says so many callers have called. And if I'm about one thing, it's the people. So let's play 1 second of song. I will give you 1 second of a song. All you have to do is name the song. I'm just looking for the title of the song. Amy, Lunchbox.
Ready.
Producer Eddie, are you ready?
Come on.
Here's 1 second of this hit. Here we go. I'm going to play that again.
Oh, man.
Does that sound familiar to you guys?
Yes.
I'm going to play that again. Here we go. All right.
Oh.
I'm in.
There you have it.
No, it's here. No, I need it. I can't. I need it again.
Ugh.
Give it to her again, folks.
I need it.
She needs it again.
Give it to her. There you go. You got it. All right, let's go around the room here. Amy.
It's a guy singing. I don't know.
And your answer is?
Old Town Road.
Old Town Road. I'm just kidding. Sorry. Lunchbox.
Yeah, it's Whiskey Glasses.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Eddie.
I got Good Girl.
Dustin
yes,
Lynch.
That's it!
Oh.
I got it. Good girl. Cause I got
nice work.
Good girl. Oh. Yeah, you up and took my...
Okay. Here we go.
That was a tough one.
1 second of the song game. Can you name the song? Here you go. That's 1 second. That's it.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. Okay, Amy, can you, like, sing it after that part?
Yes.
Go.
Down in five.
Oh, that's pretty. You're kind of like.
Just saw something.
Oh, but you just gave it. You're giving it to them, though?
You are. You're giving it to me.
I
right
know
now.
The song. I just.
Got it. Wow.
I still don't have it, though.
I'll be honest with you, Amy. Before you did that, I didn't have it.
Okay, cool. I'm
I got it
here.
Now. Thank you.
It does something to me. Never see
David
a time.
To the Old Town Road.
Stop it. That's so rude. That's so rude. Use a healthy time five. It just does something to me. Every
5 seconds.
Time. I helped you.
She gave it to you.
And
you turned on her.
I did. Start over.
3 seconds. Amy, 3 seconds.
Use a healthy time five. It just does something to me. Never see a time. Y'all are jerks. I gave you this. And now you can't even hook
lunchbox,
us in
the
yeah,
you
got
say
it.
You'll be down in five.
Okay.
Amy,
all right.
Oh, every single
no,
time.
Sorry, Lunchbox?
Tequila.
No.
So
oh.
close, Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Dana J. Got it.
You say you'll be down in five. And then the chorus goes, I'm speechless.
Oh, yeah. So,
come on, guys.
You say you'll be down in
five. Come on, guys. You didn't know it.
That was dirty how you did her, though.
I'm yeah, it was very
what
dirty.
You did her dirty. One that volunteered
you did
to
her
sing
dirty,
it.
Though.
You asked me, Bobby. You said, Amy, can you sing it? And I said, yeah, you're
yeah,
singing.
Yeah, I'm going to take my...
How does it start, though, Amy?
All right.
You say you'll be
right. Just 1 minute.
That's close.
Okay, here we go. Let's do one more.
Fine.
Okay, go.
Oh,
1 second of song.
Oh, boy.
I know who it is.
Yeah, I do too.
Is it Keith Urban?
Nope.
Okay, I'll try a different one.
I see the way you're treating mama. That's the way you're treating me.
You say you'll be done.
Oh my
Wait,
God.
Wait, hold on. Do it again and give me that. Hold on.
Come on.
They already got it.
Right. No, I don't have it.
Eddie, do you have it?
I wrote Sunshine.
Oh, that's a terrible answer.
I know who it is. I got Hurricane.
No, that's not it. Oh, we're going with All the Weather? No. Amy?
Whatever. I don't have
Sandstorm.
Anything.
Who is it then?
I had Thomas Rhett.
That's no, Kane Brown.
Kane Brown. Yeah.
Oh, well, see, I...
No.
But what's it called, Bones?
Yeah. But here's the thing about this song is I feel like it's a Thomas Rhett song because it's Kane Brown.
But it's not.
I know it's not. But like first time I heard it, I thought, oh, I love Tears.
There you go.
See the way you're taking care of your mama.
Now tell me you don't
hear Thomas.
The way
you're taking care of me.
As good as you.
As good
I
as
just
you.
Wanna
wake up every day here in this bed.
This is such
it's a
good a
jam.
Song.
Yeah. Amy, are you thinking about this song?
What? That the song? Thomas Rhett song? Mm-hmm. No, I mean,
this was,
I've,
but it sounds
I've
like
even
this
told
was...
you before because you love that Kane Brown song, and I think it's a great Kane Brown song. Just before I knew it was Kane Brown, I thought, gosh, this sounds, and I don't know if that's, hopefully that's a compliment to Kane. I just felt like it was Thomas Reddy.
Do you know what this is?
Reddy.
Reddish.
What's that?
That, it's Thomas Rhett.
You'll say you'll be down.
No, stop. Stop.
It's Thomas Rhett, 16.
16.
Oh, I wouldn't have
gotten
that.
Big winner again. I mean, listen, all he does is win now.
Who?
Eddie.
Guys, you can't stop me.
You can't stop me.
This guy's
just killing
me.
That's why people like that game, I guess, because it is fun. Bobby Bone, come on. We're talking about internet acronyms and how you say them in real life. Like if someone writes the letter L, then the letter O, then the letter L. Like,
laugh out loud.
But you're saying LOL.
Yes.
What do you say it LOL or do you say it LOL?
Oh, I say LOL.
55% of people say LOL.
There are people that go, I
lol. Lol, like lol. Yeah, LOL. They go lol.
Have you said that, Bones? I feel like I've heard you say that.
No, I don't. What about WTF?
Oh.
What do you say?
I say WTH. What the heck?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Okay. It's an acronym.
I know, but I still don't say it.
Only 14% of people actually say WTF.
What do they say?
What the really one?
Oh.
Yeah.
Woofed.
Yeah. What the how about BRB?
Yeah, be right back.
What
BRB.
Do you say BR back?
No, BRB.
BRB. 69% say BRB. 23% say be right back. 7% say burb. Burb.
BRB. I don't say burb.
Burb. Oh, are you going to give me these to hold up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a better idea. Okay, how about this one? Say this one. Mike D's writing it down so I don't spoil
say
it.
Say what I would say. Oh. Id gaff.
That's what you'd say? Do you know what that
I don't
means?
Say that one. I don't. No. Now I know what it means. Yes. I don't give a care.
Well, it's IDGAF.
Oh, the F again?
And I would say IDGAF. 75% of people actually say it. Like, I don't give a blank. 9% say IDGAF. That's what I would say. Morgan, number two, what would you say? If you were saying it out loud.
IDGAF.
IDGAF.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, weirdo.
That is strange.
Like, in a conversation, y'all say that?
Yeah.
IDGAF.
What about this one?
Oh. I don't even know what that stands for.
To be honest, TBH.
Oh. I was like, to be determined.
If you don't say it, you don't say it.
I don't say it. Yeah. TBH.
I would say to be honest. I wouldn't say TBH. I'd say to be honest. If someone had... All right, one more. How do you say this one?
GIF.
Morgan, number two?
Yeah, GIF.
You know, I think I do too, but the real way is GIF.
I know.
I know, but I say GIF too. It's GIF.
I can't bring myself to say GIF because then it would have to be a J.
One more. What's it? How do you say this one?
Oh, LMAO.
You would say that?
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, number two?
I think I actually say the full thing of that one. Laugh my butt off.
Yeah. 77% of people say LMAO, and 11% say LMAO.
Mm.
Who's saying it weird like that?
I don't think I've ever said those words ever.
LMAO?
Or laugh my off.
Yeah, that's a good point, Eddie. I guess I don't really say
like,
it.
I've never
I do say
it.
LOL.
You ever type that, though?
Oh, yeah. Like that.
Yeah, okay.
Acronyms.
All right. What's your most acronymed, Amy, that you type?
I guess LOL.
Yeah, and I do too. And I started to go just the smiley face with the laughing eyes with the tears. And then I was like, I want to keep it old school sometimes, so I do LOL.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do LOLZ. I do LOLs if it's multiple.
Yeah,
I like LOLs. LOLs is funny.
Do you guys capitalize when you're really LOLing?
I always make my LOL capital.
Oh.
Always. My husband and I, our most thing that we text back and forth is just C.
What do you mean?
Or copy.
I would you know what? I was texting with your husband and he hit me with the C and
just
I was like
C. And I try to tell him not ever you can't just hit people with a C because they're gonna think like, oh, what's the rest of your text? Did you just mean to send me that C? But no, he means like
Copy that.
He saw what you sent and copy. Roger that or whatever. I don't know.
But I thought he was picking an option. I was like, I didn't send you three options.
Multiple choice.
Yeah, I know what this is.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
You know what's odd is carbon monoxide poisoning because people don't really, you don't see it.
It just happens. I've thought of that often because I have a gas stove and sometimes I have to tell my kids, do not ever turn this knob ever.
Yeah,
ever.
Right? Because you won't know until you get sick. And that's what the story is.
Won't wake up.
A mom and her three kids are lucky to be alive and can thank their teenage brother for saving them from a carbon monoxide leak. He's 14. He got to his sister's house before school. He found her and her kids were all really sick. And he's like, well, this is weird. So he calls 911. His sister was so ill that she couldn't move her children. So he grabs them, one's 3, one's 5, one's 11. He gets them all out of the house. And the ambulance gets there and is like, oh, he's the hero. Like, they were so close to really being caught by carbon monoxide because they already had it and were poisoned. But in the fact that apparently it was a faulty heater because you mentioned your stove.
Uh-huh. Yeah, wow.
I don't even have carbon monoxide things in my house. I always felt like it was
You don't have a gas stove?
No. I'm talking about, like, sensors.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, anything in your house that could leak anything.
Oh, I probably have lots of that. I probably got asbestos, carbon monoxide. Yeah. I'm probably good. I'll caught up on that.
Lead.
Yeah, just eating it up. Nom, nom, nom. Good for this kid, this teen. 14-year-old Alex Arrieta. So shout out. And that is what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Okay. Justin Bieber wrote Haley Baldwin a poem. You want me to read it to you?
Yes.
Sunlight falls into the abyss, just like I fall into your lips. Waves crash onto the shore. My love for you grows more and more. Sounds of the crickets, a true meditation. I think of you, God's greatest creation. As I fall into this blissful state, I ponder on how you're my soulmate. It's getting dark, too dark to see. A chilling breeze embraces me.
Wow, that is good.
He's really
good.
Eddie, you laughed when it first started. You were being a hater.
The first line is silly.
And I think any guy that gets vulnerable enough, even if it's the dopiest poem ever, gets vulnerable enough to write a poem for someone.
That's true.
There's just so much heart in that. Did you think it was good?
I mean, yeah, but you think he really wrote that?
Yeah, I do think he wrote that.
And he used a good word. Ponder, that's my favorite word.
Of all words?
Yeah, I think so.
So what I did about an hour ago is I said to the show, hey, you all have to write a poem about someone on the show. And so we have our people. I have Amy. Amy has me. Eddie has Lunchbox. Lunchbox has Eddie.
Yes,
we do each
true
other.
Love.
Yeah.
Oh, get ready.
Amy, you ready?
Yeah.
I will go first. This is my poem for you.
Oh, I'm taking it in.
Okay. I don't think ponder's in mine.
Oh, no?
So, no. Sorry about that. Okay. Amy, this is my poem for you.
Oh.
Over a decade, we've been a team. Since you gave me that coupon for free ice cream. You're an awesome mom. You're the MySpace to my Tom. Your laugh is contagious. Your driving is outrageous. But without you, my life would worsen. Yep, on the air, you make me a better person. Even when your stories are hard to comprehend, you're my best co-host and my best friend.
Hey,
come on!
Good stuff.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Suck it, Bieber.
Hey, Amy, you got a lot of pressure following that.
I know. I feel like we have some of the same things happening.
Okay. And now Amy will read her poem that she wrote me.
My work spouse for like 13 years. So many laughs, so many tears. You have the biggest heart you will ever find. And you are also very colorblind.
Oh,
that's a good rhyme.
From Idol to Shark Week, we've been through it all. I still get chills when I see your mirror ball. Thank you for putting this team on your shoulders. I'm so very grateful for that day I met you at Culver's.
That's pretty good. Wow. And she bent a rhyme. Yeah. She bent a rhyme, too.
Hey,
wow, that was good.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me a little bit emotional.
Oh, my God.
Dang,
that was good.
Me, too.
Lunchbox, that's a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah, we got to go to these knuckleheads now. All right.
Okay.
So Amy and I wrote.
I cannot wait to hear what Eddie has to say about me. Oh, my goodness.
No, mine's sweet.
I bet.
Okay, so we'll let Eddie go first.
All right.
Eddie has to write one for Lunchbox, had to, and Lunchbox had to write one for Eddie. But Eddie, our video producer, are you ready to do yours for lunch?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, go
ahead.
There's
a lot of love in this one. Lunchbox, you have been with Bobby on this show the longest. But when we play music games, your answers are the wrongest. You call yourself the MVP, and the car you drive is so dirty. After your soccer games, you smell your socks, and now you have a kid you call Baby Box. And since you're the only one that empties out our recycling bin, I have to agree that all you do is win.
Oh, come on! Come on. Loving segment that's ever happened. Yeah.
Told him I was sweet.
That was good.
That's three sweet ones in a row. All right.
Dang. Here we go.
We left. You're the closer.
Hey, don't worry. I'm gonna bring the love full circle.
You're the final act.
The final act. Let's close
the
it.
The headliner
down.
Of the poem.
Woo! Come on.
This is the poem brigade. I don't know.
What?
Poem. What do they do? Poem. Do they have any poem events? Like
you just said the word poem like nine times in a row.
Poem.
You know, like a poetry slam?
Yeah.
Like
is that what we're doing?
Slam. Yeah.
We're poetry slamming.
Poem. 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 Poem.
Poem.
Like a broken record. Poemity. Poem. 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 All right. Here we go. And now, lunchbox.
Yeah, this is mine to Eddie.
Yeah. Go ahead.
To my friend Eddie, you're really funny. You love pizza with pepperoni and mushroom.
And mushroom.
I didn't know there was more. I didn't know he was doing like a.
You laugh at the rhyme?
Yeah. But then he kept going with mushroom. Okay, sorry.
Okay,
start again. My bad.
Okay.
To my friend Eddie, you're really funny. You love pizza with pepperoni and mushroom. That's why your stomach looks like a big balloon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
When I look into your dark eyes, it makes me realize you're so old, you could die.
What?
What? What is happening?
It just took a turn.
I wish you well, and I hope you don't go to hell.
Wait, what?
You ring the final bell. That's it!
Okay. That's sweet, dude.
Wow.
I mean, that was kind of like... It's like if you told a 7-year-old to roast you.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. A 7-year-old roast.
That was the most backhanded compliments in every
life. What are you talking about?
He made fun of your gut.
My gut?
He said you might go to hell.
Yeah, I'm going
to
die.
No, I said, I hope you don't go to hell.
And he put a weird mushroom rhyme in there that didn't need.
Like, just the pepperoni was fine.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
And mushroom.
But I need a mushroom.
We loved it. We loved it.
And you tried.
Wow.
Oh, man, I kind of want mine that you wrote me.
Oh, I just crumbled it away.
What?
Just know it, just in my heart.
No, I want it. Where is it?
It's in the recycle bin that Lunchbox just put up.
Yep.
Right, because all he does is win.
Win. There it is. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So this man in Washington, D.C. was locked out of his iPad for more than 25 million minutes, which equals 48 years.
But what happened?
After his 3-year-old tried to use it. So the 3-year-old was on there trying to, like, guess the code. Well, the iPad disabled, and then it said try again in basically 25 million minutes.
Did that 3-year-old just play with the numbers for a couple
like,
of hours?
The guy was so confused. He took a picture, posted on Twitter, and he's like, what in the world? So some people were like, hey, I don't think there's anything you can do. Here's some links that might help you. And then he found out the only answer is to completely reset his iPad. And the Apple website said, if you have it backed up somewhere else, then you're good to go. If not, you have to accept the clean slate. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he have it backed up? Do you know?
I don't know.
Do you guys back up your stuff or no?
No.
Not never. Always. Mm-mm. I should. I bought one of those. Last time I bought my computer, the guy suckered me into buying a hard drive.
Mm-hmm. Suckered you into?
But it actually is the smart thing to do, mm-hmm. especially because I spill things and drop things. But... I have yet to use it.
I back up stuff about every 3 months, so not as much as I should.
You have it like in your calendar, like backup day? I'm just asking.
No, I should.
Wow.
But I usually know on the 3rd it's backup day, and I just see what month it is.
Okay.
The 3rd is always the day when I look at things.
That's good. I'm genuinely asking for like a tip, because like
I always put things on certain days.
Oh.
Like I know on the 3rd there are all these things that I do on the 3rd of the month.
I don't think I knew this about you.
Well, I mean, you kind of did because you just said you put it in the calendar because you knew.
Well, I knew you did the calendar thing, but I didn't know on the 3rd was the day that you like check and see if you did X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm.
Lots of catch up stuff. What else?
So 63% of Americans think that cursive is still a valuable skill, and 14 states still require it. So then I was like, oh, wait, it's not a requirement in every state. So some states just they don't teach cursive anymore.
Dude, why are we teaching cursive?
Exactly. I
Why
know.
Why don't we teach people how to balance a checkbook?
I know. It's well.
I've had this whole talk with our
but
listeners
even
before.
That, I mean,
It's all about auto pay and calculators and...
Okay, let's teach people coding. Let's teach people actual skills so when they go out and it's time to have a job, that they will have these skills. Because one, college is not for everybody. And two, in college you should be taking some of the junk that we end up having to take. But yeah, I got on a whole thing about trigonometry last time and every math teacher hit me up. But I'm just saying, if you don't need trigonometry in your desired field, you should not have to take trigonometry or any sort of advanced math. I took dumb algebra, and then I took advanced algebra. I don't even say words that are with ALG, much less do any sort of math.
Right.
ALG. Sometimes they'll say algebra.
Yeah, rarely.
Sometimes,
though.
But rarely, yes.
The benefits of cursive would be it helps kids develop their motor skills, and writing things down reinforces what you've learned, and you can do that faster with cursive.
Okay. I mean, I tend to thumb wrestle to remember my motor skills.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Denny.
Hello.
How are you?
All right. Just listening to you guys from Australia. Long-time listener and absolutely love your show. So, yay.
Thanks a lot. You like country music out there?
Oh, love it. Going to Nashville was actually on my bucket list, and I managed to achieve that in May last year. Over to the Opry, saw Trace and Darius in action, and yeah, just floated home. So, yeah, absolutely love it.
You know, I'm going to name drop for a second, Amy, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Cool.
Name drop! I was in Australia with Keith Urban. You ever heard of him, Denny? Keith Urban?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was like, hey, how big is country music over here? And he goes, it's not really. He goes, it's kind of just on AM stations. And that...
Weird.
That he had to put out a pop song to really go up the charts. And I think Keith Urban got big on The Voice or one of those shows. Like, maybe it's Australia's Got Talent or something. Is that what Keith Urban was on over there?
Yeah. Look, country music's generally on AM. There's very few FM stations, which is why I go through iHeart. So.
Yeah, I was so surprised that he said that because he's freaking Keith Urban, but they put him on the pop channel. Like, he's so big over there.
Yeah.
That he was like, yeah. And he said in most of the country that they play here is like banjo, like stuff we think about like being 1940s. It's like Australian country. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. But a lot of the newer artists go to Australia once a year and play to kind of bring that over. Denny, yeah. I appreciate that call. So you listen on iHeartRadio?
Yeah, definitely. Thanks a lot.
Hey, well, thanks for that call. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling and thanks for listening. And, yeah, keep on.
Keeping on.
Okay, or that. Tony in Connecticut.
I just want to say I really appreciate what you guys are doing. I've been all over the world with the military, and coming back home, and then finally I was listening to a country station, and you came on, and ever since then, I've always listened to you everywhere I go. I drive a truck all over the country, and I try to always get you on the radio, but my day goes a lot better when I listen to you guys. I don't stress out on the road or anything like that. You guys are funny as all heck. Someday I'd love to go see you in concert. I'm really thrilled that you're on the radio.
So how long were you in the military?
I was 27 years.
Wow.
Whoa.
What branch were you in?
I was in the Army.
Come on, look at this. Look at Tony here. 27 years. Hey, so how was life after serving 27 years when you go back to being a civilian?
It was a little difficult because I was always used to getting up so early and doing the routine, you know, and when I got out, I was like, okay, what am I going to do? Because I really didn't have a job. So it was a little on the boring side at home, so I just went back to what I did before. I just drive a truck. But it was, at the beginning, it was a little cumbersome, but I got used to it.
Man.
I love my job now.
Look at this guy. Tony served 27 years. Now listen as he drives. Hey, I'm going to send you, I got some signed books up here that the book company sent me. You mind if I sign a book and put your name in it?
Oh, I'd love it.
All right, cool. Well, stay on the phone, Tony. Hey, we appreciate you for serving, appreciate you for listening, and I'm going to send you an autographed copy of my latest book, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Tony. Appreciate you, bud. My book is called Fail Until You Don't, if you're looking for some light reading, light beach reading.
Yeah.
Would it be called light? Would it be considered light?
I think so. Light
heavy,
and...
heavy indeed.
Not heavy. Light and inspirational.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for another round of... Ken Lunchbox, guess your weight. This is Rosa in Alabama. Hey, Rosa.
Hey.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Bobby.
Now, you've heard this segment before where Lunchbox can talk to you and get your weight within 5 pounds, right?
Yes.
It's a little nutty, but we love it, and here he is. Welcome back to Lunchbox. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
All right, Rosa, Lunchbox has 30 seconds to talk to you. Have we ever met Rosa, by the way?
No.
Okay, good. So there's that. You're not related to Lunchbox. You and I haven't met. No way to tip anybody off. Lunchbox, you have 30 seconds and begin.
Rosa, how do you like your eggs? Oh.
I don't eat eggs.
Oh.
What do you put on your pizza?
Cheese and pepperoni and sausage.
Ooh.
Okay. Are you a yes watermelon person or no watermelon person?
Yes.
And what is your favorite thing? Chicken fried steak? What's your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner is going to have to be chicken Alfredo.
Okay. And how many times a week do you go to the gym?
None.
Oh, sorry. There you go. Lunchbox, you got to guess it within five. How do you feel? Rosa, you feel like you're pretty good? You going to get him?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get him, you get a prize. Lunchbox?
Listen, Rosa, you're a beautiful lady. Oh. I like you a lot. You're from Alabama. And you jump on the scale and you see 137.
He says 137.
137.
Rosa, what do you weigh? Within 5 pounds, what do you weigh?
I weigh 134.
Whoa! Wow. One for one. The guy hasn't missed in like 2 months, which is crazy. Let's go over and talk to Amanda in Florida. Amanda, this is like the circus in the 20s. You'd go up to the guy and he'd be like, I'll guess your weight. If I can't guess your weight, I'll eat a hat. Or whatever he would do back then. Lunchbox won't eat a hat, but he will eat some crow because he claims to be the best. Are you ready to play this? Amanda in Florida.
She's so ready.
You've heard this. And now, do we know you by any chance?
Not at all. First-time caller.
All right, Lunchbox.
Amanda. Amanda from Florida. Amanda, who's your favorite country artist?
Martina McBride.
And what's the last concert you've been to?
Good one. Oh, gosh. I'm stumped.
Okay, favorite TV show of all time?
Right now it's Last Man on Earth. Hilarious.
What did she say?
Hey, man.
What is your favorite cereal?
Let's say Captain Crunch.
And what is your favorite fast food restaurant?
I'm sorry, that's time.
Oh, that was
Why are you looking
hard.
So frustrated?
I mean, she was avoiding the questions.
Oh, you think she's icing you out?
Yeah, she was like,
Amanda, how do you feel
about
it?
Like, I'm freezing. Like, come on.
There's an accusation.
No, no, no.
Whoa. Go ahead, Amanda.
But can I tell him the concert one? Because I just had totally forgotten.
All yeah, I know is I there's mean, an accusation of you freezing him out. And we don't like the game to be tainted, Amanda.
Oh, I tainted it.
Yeah, a little tainted. That's okay, Lunchbox.
But you know what?
Yeah. Oh,
when there's what is it called? Adversity?
Yeah.
You got to rise above it.
Oh, okay.
You got to go down to Florida.
Wow.
You got to say, Amanda, get on the scale.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
And I bet you weigh 128.
He says 128. Amanda, what do you weigh?
130.
Yeah! Yeah!
Brittany in Kansas. Brittany, let's play Guess Your Weight with Lunchbox. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You have 30 seconds and action.
What's your name?
Brittany.
Brittany, how many kids do you have?
He's off his game right now.
Five
kids? Oh my God. What's your best friend's name?
Shelby and Allie.
And what is your husband's name?
Scott.
What do you do for a living?
I work at a bank.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's time. I know. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
She's got five kids, guys.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Ooh.
Woo! I don't know if you can recover after five kids.
Oh, wow. That's kind of rude.
I mean, I just don't know if you can recover. She lives in Kansas.
Kind of rude.
Shelby's her best friend.
Yeah, kind
of
rude. Yeah, I forgot the other one.
Her husband, Scott.
Ah!
Yeah, her cousin
has to be 121.
121. What do you weigh, Brittany?
120.
Yeah! 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 3, 4, 3, 3, 4, 3, 3, 4, 3, 3, 4, 3, 3, 4, 3.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
This baby, Edwin, was born 12 weeks premature and needed some medicine to help develop its lungs. Only problem is the hospital he was born at in Nebraska doesn't have the medicine, and there's a bomb cyclone going on outside. 70-mile-an-hour winds. and they have the medicine in Colorado. A deputy jumps in his car and drives from Colorado, Nebraska in the middle of the bomb cyclone to deliver the medicine.
I don't even know what a bomb cyclone is, but it sounds like
intense.
It's bad.
It's just bad weather, like real cold and windy and crazy. Yeah. And Casey Swingle, Deputy Casey Swingle, drove all the way in the bomb cyclone.
Come on, there.
Bomb.
Wow.
Deputy Casey, thank you very much. That's amazing. Let's go talk to, this is Zessely. Is that your name, Zessely?
Yes.
Hi, Zessely. What's going on?
Hi, Bobby. I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. What would you like to say?
I just wanted to say I really appreciate everything y'all do continuing on the show because I've been listening since like elementary, since my mom has had us listening to you. I'm 22 years old now, and I'm still continuing listening because I enjoy y'all so much. And literally my favorite part of the show is like the whole entire show because every part makes me crack up. I live in New Braunfels, but I'm from Austin, Texas. So that whole hour drive has had me crack up because like every single part, I love it.
Well, appreciate
that.
Wow. Every single part.
Quite the endorsement.
Wow. Do we pay her, Raymond, or no?
No,
we don't. All right. Hey.
And I love that she's 22. I've been listening since elementary school.
Hey, that's just part of life now.
I know. I know it is. I'm just like.
It is what it is. It we is. Used to be young and cool.
I know. Now we're not.
Now we're neither. Yeah. All right, there you go. Thank you, Lunchbox.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
All right, welcome to another season of Amy versus Lunchbox. A controversial ending, but still, nonetheless, Lunchbox is returning as the champion. And let's play Amy versus Lunchbox. Amy, question number one. These are three guy questions, right?
Ready.
What was the name of the car that Bo and Luke Duke drove around in the Dukes of Hazzard? What was the name of the car that Bo and Luke Duke drove around in the Dukes of Hazzard?
I feel like that car was on Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yeah, they used it in like the first week. It's one of the guys.
Bo and Luke Duke. Dukes of Hazzard.
Go ahead.
Daisy.
You're thinking of Daisy Dukes, who's also a character.
69.
Nope. I don't know. I don't know what road you're traveling down right now, but I'd like to travel down with you. Let's hear some
it was
more.
Painted on there.
69.
No.
It's called the General Lee. Would you have known that? Be honest. NLR. Yes. NLR. Would you have known that?
You can give it to her.
NLR.
Now NLR. Would you have known that?
No.
Okay.
Wow. He was honest.
He has to be. That's a code of ethics we have.
I was gonna go with Old Glory.
Oh, that would be the American flag, but yeah. There you go. All right, Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Question number two. Now make sure I'm saying these words right. String trimmer, hand trowel, aerator are types of what? String trimmer, aerator,
hand... I feel like you aerate your yard, so yard things.
I knew
things for your yard? Yard tools?
Except yes, yard tools is the answer. There you go. You got it the whole time. I would have consistently had to say, be more specific.
My husband loves when our yard gets aerated. He gets really excited.
I wasn't even sure how to say it. I was like, air. I just kind of mumble it out sometimes. Aerator, you know? All right, last one. This is the end. Pineapple Express and Neighbors are all movies starring what actor? Read it again. These are questions usually guys would know the answer to. This is the end. Pineapple Express and Neighbors are all movies starring what actor?
I don't want to give away things that I'm thinking because if Lunchbox doesn't know it, it can help him, but I feel like I need to say it.
You have 3 seconds?
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Lunchbox, you can
steal the point. I know it.
His name is Seth Rogen.
There you go.
Oh, okay, good. I was going to say Jonah Hill.
Oh.
There you go.
I wouldn't have known it anyway.
It is now 1-1 as we go over to Lunchbox.
Bum, bum, bum.
Lunchbox, now something we talked about on the show last week.
Okay.
Grease is getting a prequel called Summer Loving.
Yeah.
Who plays Sandy in the 1978 original? Who's the actress that played Sandy? Have you ever seen Grease?
Nope.
You know what it is?
Yeah, I know that John Travolta's in it.
Boom. Who plays Sandy?
There's an old lady.
Okay.
Old lady.
Gosh.
Who's that old lady?
3 seconds.
Sandy Griffin.
Sandy Griffin plays Sandy? Incorrect. Amy, what is your answer here?
Let's get physical. Physical.
Yeah?
I want to get physical.
I'm sorry.
Is that her, though?
That's her, though. It is Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John. I'm so... Where is my brain? Where?
Lunchbox.
Yeah. Ah!
Paper Crown is a clothing line by what celebrity? Paper Crown is a... Do you know this one?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
From watching what?
No, I really have no idea.
Oh, you don't? What is it?
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. That's incorrect. Amy? Questions have gotten tougher this season.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm like what? Ariana Grande.
Cool. No, Lauren Conrad.
Oh, LC, stupid. I should have known that.
Should you, though?
Yeah.
What's the score? 1-1.
Still 1-1.
I know my Lauren Conrad stuff. I just messed up.
I didn't
bad.
Know that.
This is for the win.
Yep.
Curtain, face framing, wispy, and micro are all types of
facial treatments. Microabrasion?
Should I ask to be more specific, or just is it a no? I'll give you one, be more specific.
All right, eyebrows.
That is incorrect. Amy, for the win, because you're tied. Curtain, face framing, wispy, and micro are all types of this.
Bangs?
Correct! Winner! Nice job, Amy. Nice win.
Thank you.
Nice win. Bobby Bones. Yeah. What's that note say, Amy?
So it's from Kirsten, and she's from Indiana, and she said, my boyfriend of 2 years just proposed last weekend, and the wedding planning has begun. This may be far out, but I wondered if you could put in a word for me to have Bobby play at my reception. My four-year-old and I listen every day, and it would make his day just as much as it would be icing on the cake for my special day.
Can you imagine if I played at their wedding? Like what the people who had no idea what the show was would think.
Oh, she said August 2020. You available?
Yeah. Hey, listen, no, I'm not. Congratulations on your wedding, by the way. I'm not going to play a wedding because people will be like, what's happening here? Why is this guy doing dopey, funny songs at the wedding? I have to go to the wedding in November. I don't have to go, but I've been invited. I've never been to a destination wedding. And I often feel they're very selfish because I got to take a day off work and then pay money to go to a wedding.
You selfish, your mind? But fun.
Okay, but I've never been, so you're probably right. I've learned a lot of things in my life over the past 10 years that most of the things I've been arguing about, I've been wrong.
Yeah.
The only thing that I've been right about all my life is Home Alone is not a Christmas movie. Other than that, I've been wrong on many things.
But yeah.
Who's going to that? Our friend Mike's destination wedding? I'm going. You're going, Amy?
You are, Amy? I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I told Eddie he needed to go because he met his wife at a Raging Idiots concert, Eddie and I band.
Yeah.
And Eddie and I can play. We would actually play.
That makes
not
sense.
At the reception, but we'd play a funny song like somewhere.
Somewhere,
during
yeah.
the ceremony.
I mean, maybe.
We'd marry them through song.
I could see him wanting y'all to do something like that. I mean, that could be cool.
But yeah, I didn't know you were going. It's in Mexico.
Yeah. And Mary's going too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Look at this.
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend texted me and was like, hey, I got an invite to this wedding.
Oh!
And I was like, yeah. And she was like, should I go?
Ooh, good question. And
which ex-girlfriend?
Lindsay.
Okay.
Wait, to the wedding you're talking about right now?
Yeah.
Did
oh,
he tell
no.
you he invited her?
No, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
No what?
I mean,
she is not allowed to go.
Oh, I think it'd be so fun if she went.
Yeah, because Bobby's already reserved for a plus one, so
oh,
that
yeah.
gets real awkward.
Are you taking somebody else? I mean, I'm all acting like I'm confidently going. I have to, my husband and I still have to figure some stuff out with the kids, but
right.
now it's like, okay. I mean, I'm just putting it out there that, I mean, yes, I plan on going. So, and then if Bobby's going, that makes it way easier because we can figure out the whole work thing. What else do we get to go out of town with Bobby?
I guess that's true.
It's so fun. Okay. What are you going to do?
Well,
First of all, it was rude of him to invite her.
No,
it
that's
wasn't.
Not true.
No. Because he's putting Bobby in an awkward spot. He's closer to Bobby than he is with her, and you got to say bros before
This is what, okay, here, this is the message.
Oh my gosh.
And Lindsay and I still talk about
it. I'm going to text him.
Is this the message you got from her?
Yeah.
Oh,
she goes, hey, are you going to Mike's wedding? And I say, yeah. She said, I don't know if I should go or not. And I don't know if she's talking about me or because it's in Mexico. I've never been to a crazy wedding like that.
Oh boy.
And I said to her, do you feel like you're super close to them? Don't feel pressure to go.
That's good.
Because even Eddie's close to them. He's probably not going to go.
Right.
And then she was like, yeah, and they've been to a few shows, and they sent me an invite. I just don't know. And then I didn't respond. Because, again, I don't have anybody right now that I'm going to take. But you're out there with the – and, again, it's a long time. Who knows? It is kind of weird, though, huh? It's a weird situation.
Oh, man.
Wait, are you worried that you're going to be out there, and it's paradise, and sparks may fly again?
No, I'm worried that it'll be awkward for somebody if, like, I'm there with someone, or she's there with someone, and I'm not.
Got you.
Yeah. And I like the way you put it. Like, you let her down gently, like, don't feel pressure to go. You didn't come out and say, no, don't go, but – really, the meaning of that text was, look, I think it's probably better you stay back. I mean, really.
Was it?
Yeah.
Not really. Oh. I think there was probably a touch of that, but mostly it was like, don't
you
feel
said,
pressure.
Don't feel bad. Eddie's close to him, and Eddie might not.
Right.
And did you immediately text Mike and be like, yo, dude, what are you thinking?
Nah, because again, they're close in their own way, and Lindsay and I are still really cool.
Oh, I'll text him for you. So that was a no. I mean, that was a bad wedding etiquette by the groom. Yeah.
So that's the rule: if you invite one ex, you can't invite the other.
Yes, absolutely. You got to pick which one you want. That's the only way you can do this.
Well,
I mean, the benefit is that Lindsay's super cool. Whatever ends up happening, like, Lindsay's cool.
She's the coolest.
If she does go, it'll be good drama.
But what
and
if
be
she goes and she has a dude, and I'm there by myself, just like pulling my putt, and there's nothing happening?
You can throw spitballs at him.
What does that mean? What's pulling
You can hang out with us. We'll hang out with you.
Yeah, that's you and your husband. That's fun. Yeah.
Me and my husband, Amy. That's where we're going to be.
I mean, yeah.
That's me. I'm always the third wheel.
Oh.
She's out there with her new boyfriend. She doesn't even have... I don't know. She doesn't have a boyfriend now, but I'm saying that could
be the case. Yeah, but come that
probably
time,
will.
She might.
And I'm out there sitting on the beach alone, listening to R.E.M.
Pulling your... what?
Pud-pud.
Everybody hurts.
Bobby Bones, come on.
What do you have over the lunchbox?
Well, it says that, you know how you drive on empty with the gas light on?
Yeah.
It is worse for your car because, like, little stuff that's messed in the fuel tank can get stuck in the filter. And so you need to keep it gassed up because you can do severe damage to your car.
Oh, I ride on empty all the time.
Looky here.
I hadn't thought about it.
Crazy.
I don't ride on empty because I'm scared I'm gonna run out of gas. Mostly, and I'm pretty conservative in everything that I do that way. Time, gas.
Right.
Here's what I envision: that I'm on the interstate and there's an accident and I'm on E and everybody's just sitting there and I'm about to run out of gas and then I run out of gas on the interstate and there's nothing for me to do. I can't get anywhere.
Wow, I'm not that forward thinking.
Oh, I've dreamed about that stuff.
My husband fills up at half a tank. Like, if it's half a tank, it's empty. And I'm like, and then so when he gets in my car and he sees that I'm at half a tank, he's like, you haven't filled up? I'm like, no.
Does he get in and it's empty sometimes?
Yeah, he's mostly the one that fills up my car, actually. He'll get, like, there's been months where I don't even go to the gas station. It's pretty crazy.
That's nice.
Yeah, because he just kind of knows.
Even with your kids?
Yeah. Somehow, like, somewhere in the week or so, he'll end up driving my car at some point, and if he does, it just gets filled up.
Well,
it's beautiful.
There's also the thing where, you know, sometimes you just can't afford to put gas in your car.
Yes.
But if you can, maybe you can keep it at that point, because, like Lunchbox said, it's bad for your car, because there's a lot of little things in there, huh?
Sediment and stuff gets through it and messes it up, and then, boom, you get towed, got to get it repaired. Talking thousands of bucks, folks.
I saw this story about these two students that hacked their school to get out of taking tests.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
I mean, funny but bad.
Two 14-year-olds.
Oh, wow, 14.
In
that
New
kind of
Jersey
more funny.
Hacked their school's Wi-Fi network so they could get out of taking tests, and it worked until the school traced things back to them, and they were both arrested for criminal computer activity.
Wow, so...
They figured out a way to hack into the school's Wi-Fi routers and shut down the internet. And since their tests were on computers and internet was needed, no Wi-Fi means no test. Like, let's just say no Wi-Fi.
Sorry. That's right. Hey, Listen, they did something that's smart, and they beat the system for a while.
It's illegal.
What they
need to do is start using their smarts for good.
Well, this is what I think when I read this story. By the way, they were both arrested, charged with criminal computer activity and conspiracy to commit criminal computer activity.
Wow!
14, they have to go to juvie?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. This is what I would do, is I would say, hey, because I think there's a lot you can learn from people that are doing things in a different way, and even in a legal way. Like, you go, hey, okay, well, instead of putting you in the kid big house, like, teach us how you did this. Show us exactly how you did this so we can learn how to actually build against things like this. You're still going to get in trouble. You don't get a free pass for sharing, but it's not going to be as harsh.
Right.
You know, most times, too, like, to find bad guys, you have to go and talk to other bad guys and get them to... And then you're like, well, this guy's not credible. What?
Catch me if you can.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time. I know you but yes.
Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio. He's in jail, and they take him out, and the FBI or whatever hires him.
Well, at the end, that's what happens. But, like, sometimes when they take down mob guys, they have to go to other mob guys and be like, you know, tell me what happened. And then the courts will go, you're believing a mob guy's lied his whole life, but you have to sometimes go to bad people and get them to rat on other bad people, even though they may not be the most credible. So you go to these hackers and be like, teach us how you hacked this. Fix it up for us. And you still get in trouble. Probably community service or something.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, I read that. I thought that was pretty
Holly,
wild.
As a parent, like, part of you would be, like, impressed by your kid, but then they really need to be in trouble.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Cynthia in Alabama, what's happening?
Hey, you're a hard person to get in touch with.
Well, how hard have you been trying?
For months now.
Come on, Cynthia. It's not that hard.
You're a popular man.
Come on. You've been calling and not getting through for months?
Busy.
Okay. Busy. Well, I'm sorry. I'm glad you got through, though. Good to talk to you. What would you like to say?
Oh, I just want to tell you that I love the show. I follow you on American Idol. I followed you on Dancing with the Stars. I just love everybody on the show. I just love it.
Oh, well, thanks. Let's go around the room and I'll say something nice about... let's let Cynthia say something nice about everybody in the room. I like this. I like this good bit. Cynthia, you said something nice about me, so I'm good enough. Say something about Amy now.
Amy's just funny. I just love her stories. I love to hear about her children. I just love the story about her children.
Amy.
Thank you. Not a lot of people say I'm funny, so I'll take
it. I say you're funny all the time.
Oh, really?
Okay. I love that. Yeah,
she's so random, right? Let's go over to Lunchbox. Say something about Lunchbox, Cynthia.
Lunchbox is a character. Lunchbox is, he reminds me of me because he likes to make everybody laugh and he has his own, his own appeal. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. He says what he thinks and he doesn't care what you think.
There you have it. Lunchbox, would you like to say?
You must be a smart woman and an amazing person to hang out with.
There you go. Let's go over one more. Our producer, Eddie. Do you have anything to say about Eddie?
Eddie, I really don't know. I don't know. Eddie's just, I don't know. I'm not really sure about
it. What did I say about that, Eddie?
Wow, I mean, then we need to get to know each other better then.
Did you hear Eddie foster two extra kids?
Yeah, I was in Nashville 2 years ago, and I tried and tried to find the show. And I mean, I was like stalker vision that week I was there. I mean, I was trying to get in touch with y'all.
She don't care about you, Eddie.
She doesn't.
Yeah, it's all right.
Moved on to Nashville.
Yeah, moved on.
Sorry, Eddie. I love you, though.
No, she doesn't, though, because she knows nothing about you.
Well, I love you, too, Cynthia. Yeah. It's okay.
Hey, listen, Cynthia, I'm going to send you a signed book. How about that? Because I appreciate the game. Oh. You just went around the room. You didn't have to do that. So I'm going to assign a copy of my last book. It's called Fail Until You Don't, if you want it, and I'll send it to you. How about that?
Oh, I would love that. Thank you so much.
Anything you'd like to walk out on? Your drop the mic statement. Go ahead.
My drop the mic statement. I just stood outside my house because I have no service in my house for 35 minutes just to talk to you in the freezing cold.
Wow. Come on.
Wow.
Look at this, Cynthia. Hey, thank you, Cynthia. I'm not going to hang up on you. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a signed book, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We're going to head out. Appreciate everybody for being here. Amy, what's going on today?
Oh, today I have a lot of side hustling going on. I had to get my lashes done.
Yeah, I went to Amy's lash appointment a few weeks ago. She goes to this place called Lash here in Nashville.
Why did you go?
Because I wanted to watch.
Oh.
He was very curious.
Because she lays down
on the... You just sat there and watched?
Well, not all of
he
it.
He filmed it.
I'm a voyeur.
Okay. Yeah.
I wanted to see what. And Amy lays down and they go to work on her eyelashes. The girl's name is Amy that also does Amy's eyelashes. And so I was just like, what happens here? It's very scientific and
she and Amy's really, really good. But we normally listen to a podcast, or that's when I schedule conference calls because my eyes are closed. I can't do anything. So I lay there, either take a nap, do a call, or listen to a podcast.
Yeah, it's a long time. I didn't say the whole time.
Yeah. Good. That would be weird.
I got a couple things. I got to go to the allergist today.
How much more do you have to go back?
Well, I just got to go do that thing where they watch me take a pill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is not going to be awkward at all. All right, everybody, gather around. I'm going to take a pill. 3, 2, 1. No need for the epi. Yeah, you did it. So, I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good day. The show Instagram is at Bobby Bones Show. Thank you so much. You can be anywhere in the world, but we're happy you're here. Thank you. Bobby Bones.